I mean, she met a lot of people in her situation, a lot of people of her age with diabetes, through the sort of, I'm not sure what to call them really, but the camps that the hospital would advise, the sort of adventure weekends and things. I think she probably only went on two or maybe three of those, but she was very opposed to the idea at first, because obviously she doesn't want to make the big deal out of diabetes, and it'd be strange if all her friends were diabetics, and she really didn't like that idea. But she definitely had a really good time on them, and she did make friends who she spoke to quite a lot. I don't think any of them she's still speaking to today, she's still friends with, but definitely for a few years she met up with various people that she'd met on these camps, and I don't know really how much it did help her, but the fact that she did speak to them afterwards must have meant it had some effect. I think that although I said that the camps may make her feel sort of different and sort of special in a way she doesn't want to, but also the opposite, she would have met lots of people, she would have realised how it's more normal, maybe because none of her friends she has at home have diabetes. It's nice to know there are lots and lots of other people in the exact same situation, so it must have been good. I think the main thing is that meeting a bunch of people because you all have diabetes isn't a cool reason for everyone to get together, really. It's a bit, she'd see it, well, I'd see it as a bit strange, really. I think it's much more usual for everyone, you know, everyone, if you have a similar interest like tennis or some sports or hobby, to get together, then that's a much more usual thing. But you'd generally see getting together because of diabetes as a bit of a strange idea.
Have you had any sense in your own life of diabetes being fairly common?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's popped up in my life in lots of different ways, and I guess it does to everyone's, but for me, if I hear such a friend's friend from the year above was diagnosed with diabetes about 4 years ago, and when I hear that, it's sort of, you know, it's most people wouldn't really take interest, but for me it's much more interesting. And one of my friend's dads, I found out, was a doctor involved with diabetes somehow, and all of those things, sort of, when it comes into your life, it's quite interesting. You know, you have a much greater interest than other people would, and it's nice sort of having it around you, knowing that it's quite a normal thing, and there's lots of things going on involving diabetes that pop up everywhere.